This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lord Christopher Monckton, one of the main leaders of UKIP, is joining us. The leader of UKIP, Nigel Farage, member of the EU Parliament, has said we're watching the beginning of the end of the EU project. I want to look at the EU and what it is and actually what they maneuvered Greece into. Clearly, Greece is partly to blame for allowing government to sign them on to derivatives to invest their pension funds in global equities and things that were questionable. But we're just as guilty of it here. And then coming up at the bottom of the third hour, Rob Dew is coming in. His uncle was a former Navy SEAL, is a retired FBI agent. He got directed by insiders to investigate Sandy Hook. He actually went to the hearings on it and said he's never seen anything like it. He's never seen people more secretive, and he's been in John Gotti mob trials. So he says it's the spookiest, sneakiest, what was the exact word? Strangest thing he's ever seen. I'm telling you, folks, I didn't say it was staged at first, and I got a lot of criticism just because I can't believe they're this bold. Man, they're bold. Man, they're bold. And then I just can't believe what a small world it is that Rob Dew would end up going and doing this. I did an anemic 30-second plug at the end of the last hour, and we can't even pay the bills doing that around here. And the reason I keep harping on sold out, sold out, sold out of our best-selling line is we sell books, videos, T-shirts, high-quality water filters, soy radios, non-GMO seeds at very competitive prices, cook stoves, survival food of the highest quality from my Patriot at InfoWarsStore.com. But you get in a catch-22 where some products sell out, some don't, and then you buy a whole bunch of something to stockpile it, and then it doesn't sell, and then you buy other groups of something, and it all sells out, and you're like, that's great, but I'm sold out for 4 to 8 weeks or whatever it is, depending on the product. Now we don't have the capital we need. I mean, look at what's sold out. BrainForce sold out in 4 days. LiverShield sold out in a week. Prostaguard sold out in a month. Chaldee sold out in 2 months. Took us 6 months to get that. Ocupower sold out. And it's because we use so many non-GMO, high-quality concentrates. The manufacturers are the most respected, but they always go, hey, if you just go down a grade or wouldn't demand to have this, we could do it right now. So I'm proud of the fact our products are so good. But there's a reason most vitamins and minerals and stuff are just one thing, because it's hard enough just to get that. Well, we have Survival Shield X2, but it will sell out, and it could be a long time until we get more in, because we're having trouble securing the Deep Earth iodine. Supermel Vitality is about to sell out. Superfemale is about to sell out within a week. Oxy Powder, selling out, and that's provided by Group. He's selling out. InfoWarsLife.com. Secret 12, Methylcobalamin, is in stock. Silver Bullet in stock, Oral Oregano in stock. That was out for a while. High quality concentrated from the Mediterranean, the highest quality type. Winter Sun, Vitamin D3 in stock. DNA Force in stock. Lung Cleanse in stock. And those are all excellent products and have been out of stock before. It doesn't denote that something is bad if it's not sold out. It's just that your purchase of the products, they're super high quality, is essential to funding our operation as well. So if you buy those other products, I'll have the money to buy the other products. I need to get back in. It just shows how I've never gotten enough into the black to get into a position where I always have enough in stock to not be partially behind the eight ball. I mean, I haven't done a money bomb in 3 years because we haven't needed to. I may actually do one just to make sure that we've got enough to launch the TV network and a bunch of other issues. But your purchases are absolutely essential to our operations. Your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. Shop with the good folks. Help fund the Patriots. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Free shipping in the month of July.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What is the European Union? How did the United Kingdom ever get brought into it without having a vote? Well, how did we get put into the Trans-Pacific Partnership without a say? This is the nature of global governance. What is the EU? What is global governance? Why is it promoting global carbon taxes? Well, to fund itself. Lord Christopher Monckton was one of the top advisors and in the cabinet of Margaret Thatcher. He's a best-selling author and researcher, a top inventor, and is no stranger to this audience. He'll just be with us till the bottom of the hour. Maybe a little bit more if he has time, but I wanted to get his take specifically on what's happening in Greece, because from my perspective, whether Greece gets bailed out or not, the EU is designed to create financial crisis to consolidate nation states. Just 2 years ago, the EU announced a move to get the nation states like France and Spain and others to not even call their national teams the French or the Spanish, but to give them now basically dinosaur and superhero names and mythical names, because even the idea of having national teams is xenophobic and bad. See, political correctness is to kill any national independent ideology. And when you research deeper, most of Greece's so-called debt is globalist bank-run derivatives that have been signed onto. And separately, we have the announcements they're going to bail in and take money out of people's bank accounts. China has started doing that. That happened, of course, a few years ago there in the Mediterranean as well in Cyprus. And now banks are making similar announcements and preparations here. And they're acting like cash is illegal. So this is a very dangerous situation we're in. Some say it could bring down the whole world economy. I wanted to get the perspective of a man who's been, again, at the highest levels of government, been an editor of a major newspaper, studied the financial situation in Greece, is one of the main opponents of the European dictatorship. Lord Monckton, thank you for joining us.
Well, Alex, it's a pleasure to be with you. And in a way, I could say I told you so, because in 1996, I gave a lecture to the faculties of economics and of international relations at the University of St. Andrews here in Scotland. And what I said was, look, the euro is going to fail. Now, it didn't even start for 3 years after that, but already I knew it was going to fail because they didn't understand the elementary economics of trying to put together an area with a single currency. You have to have nations who are all more or less kind of economically competent at the same level. This is known as the economics of optimal currency areas. Now, these words are simply not known by the average politician. And as a result, they sailed ahead with the euro when it couldn't possibly work. Now it's failed. But here's the warning. If this one has failed, imagine how much bigger the failure will be when the UN gets its way in Paris this December and sets up a world government which is like the EU but on a global scale with no escape for anyone. At least at the moment, if you don't like the EU, you can get out and go to the States or go to somewhere, Canada, Australia. You don't have to be in the EU. But if it's a global government, there's no escape unless you've got a spaceship. And the problem is that these politically correct people you were talking of, the people who think there is only one view, and that's the Marxist view, and nothing else should be allowed to prevail, these people are dangerous. It was they who captured the European Union. They didn't actually set it up, but they captured it very quickly after it was set up. As you know, the KGB was largely instrumental in founding the euro-dollar market and had a lot of influence on shaping the creation of the euro because they knew that the euro would undermine the economies of the EU, which it's now doing, even though Britain is outside the EU. We are threatened by the bankruptcy of Greece because this could bring down a house of cards with Portugal, Spain, Ireland, even France, Italy, Belgium, all these countries, Poland. They're all running massive debts. They're all in serious financial trouble.
Lord Monckton,
financial trouble is made worse by the euro.
You call it the EU dictatorship. You just don't use that word lightly. That's not rhetoric. Explain to them why you call it a dictatorship and what percentage of UK laws are now by imperial edict from the shadow bureaucracy.
That's right. Now, five laws out of every six that are made in the United Kingdom and inflicted upon us are made because the unelected commissars of the European Union, who have the sole right to propose legislation for the whole of Europe, and that legislation takes precedence over all our own domestic legislation, they have to do what the commissars tell us to do. Commissar is the official German name for the 30 people who, behind closed doors, run Europe. They have absolute power, enormous wealth, and no responsibility. These are the people who now dictate to us what our laws shall be. Democracy has gone from within the European Union. It will go from the world as a whole if the EU and the UN get together at Paris, as they are already planning to do, to set up a world government in the name of saving the planet from...
I want to talk about that world government, because they tried 5-6 years ago. You were there, got the secret document. Of course, you got no credit. It was just devastating victory. It was like winning a major war, stopping that global government treaty that they tried to keep secret. They're keeping TPP secret. But now more and more, the Pope's calling for global governance on climate change. It seems the whole system and their operatives are coming out being honest, at least on the surface, that yes, it's global government, but they're selling it as something to save people. But you talk about how they use the Soviet or communist German name Commissar for their political officers. The Commissars, of course, were the political police in the Soviet Union under Obama. This is mainstream news. The Pentagon in 2010 said they're, quote, preparing to arrest libertarians and conservatives. This is actually in the Army document, and put them in, quote, re-education camps. It actually says re-education camps. So fantastical, so over the top.
Well, again, this is the danger, because not only have you got the entire governing class now ganging up on the people in individual nations. I mean, look at your Supreme Court. It got one out of its three big decisions right, and look how badly wrong the other two were. You have the Supreme Court, unelected by anyone, effectively making new law contrary to the Constitution.
Unprecedented.
Contrary to its obligations. And why are they all doing this? Why is the Pentagon joining in and saying, right, we're going to lock up the likes of Monckton and Jones in re-education camps? Why are they doing this?
Well, that was my point. I'm not joking. I feel like a liar when I say that, because it sounds so outrageous, but I can show people the mainstream article in the Army document. Why would they use terms like Commissar and re-education? I mean, they're using actual totalitarian terminology. They're not even hiding it. Why?
Because they think they've got away with it, and they may have got away with it. The problem is that at Paris in December, which is the really big climate conference, this is the big push where the entire kind of communist group worldwide is getting together and has captured most governments. Now, in fact, very nearly all governments, I think, are going to sign this agreement. Now, the one thing that needs to be in that agreement to stop it setting up a world government is a clause the same as the clause that's in the Kyoto Protocol, which preceded this one. And the Kyoto Protocol of 1997, which America didn't sign under Al Gore as President of the Senate, because 95 out of 100 senators voted it down. But even that protocol at least contained what's called a freedom clause. It's a secession clause, technically, is the name for it. It means that any country after 6 months or a year who doesn't like the obligations under the Kyoto Protocol can simply give notice and break free. Canada's done it, Russia's done it, Japan's done it. Several others, I think, will do it when they get the chance. But what is now being proposed is a treaty like the European treaties, which have no escape clauses. Once you're in, you are subject to the alien power, whether you like it or not, whether your voters like it or not, whether your Congress likes it or not. That's why this really is the end of democracy. It's the end of democracy, not just in some sort of general hand-waving, eye-rolling sense. It's the end of democracy because the law in future will make sure that the supreme law that applies to the United States after Paris will be the law made by what at the moment, the treaty draft, because I have seen it, is calling a governing body. Now, 6 years ago at Copenhagen, which you mentioned earlier, they called it a government. They're now calling it a governing body, but it's going to have even bigger powers of government than the government they were going to establish in Copenhagen. And much of it is already in place. They've just quietly steamed ahead, regardless of the defeat at Copenhagen, and put 1,000 new international bureaucracies in place, all interlocking with one another. The Pentagon talks to them, of course, the EU is in there. And there's now 1,000 of these bureaucracies, which together will form the sinews, the enforcement arm, if you like, of this new hideous totalitarian global government. And all of this, of course, based on the climate lie, just as the European Union was based on the lie that the Soviet Union would otherwise pull Europe apart. In fact, NATO was already guaranteeing the security of Europe. We didn't need the European Union for that. And indeed, if anything, it has increased the risk of tension and war in Europe rather than reducing it.
Absolutely, and you were right telling Thatcher that 30 years ago. It's certainly been proven true. Moving forward, as we're about to go to break, sir, and again, Lord Christopher Monckton joins us. So undoubtedly, do you agree with the point I've made and others are saying that this is the moment that they uncloak, admit world government, still deceive on the details, but basically emerge? I mean, it looks like this is the big assault. This is the next big phase, the big takeover. This is the big assault.
This is the moment when they think they're going to get away with setting up a world government. And after the break, I'll tell you how we're going to stop them.
It's an epic time to be alive, folks, because we're not just being conquered by some, you know, advanced civilization or something. We're being conquered by tyranny.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Big John. Big John. It's the the 7-7 edition.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John.
Ward Monk will be with us till about 45 after. Then I'm going to...
Big Bad John.
Get into the latest on Jade Helm, where the mainstream media is misrepresenting what we're saying. We've never said it's an imminent military takeover. We've said what our own military sources have told us, that it is just further acclimation to have troops on the streets of America. Not to counter ISIS or Al-Qaeda, but to counter citizens during a state-level insurrection. And that means the state's taking their gold back from the Federal Reserve, things like that, that you now see happening. I told you the new governor in Texas knows what's going on. Look at this headline. We're training ISIS. White House website contradicts Obama's speech blooper. Now, I've been asked Lord Monckton about ISIS and it being out of control and why the West allowed it to get out of control and what he thinks about it in the next segment, but I just wanted to mention that now. That things are really starting to unravel with this narrative. When Obama says we shouldn't be bombing them, when the truth is they're really the Free Syrian Army that we helped arm. I mean, this is a big scandal about to break, in my view. But Lord Monckton was just joining us, probably the chief EU critic in the world, helped beef up and promote UKIP, that's now one of the fastest growing parties in the world. Nigel Farage is saying... He believes that we're seeing the beginning of the breakup of the EU. We'll get Lord Monckton's take on that. But global government, from the TPP to the Atlantic Treaty, all of it's being welded together now. And the taxing authority for it, the carbon tax, is being pushed. That's why they'll never give it up, no matter how discredited it is. So, Lord Monckton, you were saying before the break, we can stop it. You, going to the alternative press, literally parachuting in Durban, South Africa, when they wouldn't let you in, that stunt getting attention. You more than anybody. I know you don't want credit, but it's credit to humanity, credit to the individual taking action. Undoubtedly, if you didn't get the secret text of Copenhagen, undoubtedly, if you didn't pull stunts to expose it, undoubtedly, if the cops didn't beat you up and bring attention to what was happening, a lot of this stuff would have gotten through. So when you say we can stop the formation of open world government, I'm listening. What do we do?
Right. The first thing is we're going to have to set up our own parallel freedom institutions worldwide. And the most important of these is a currency. If we take away their power to issue currency because we do it better than they do, then we'll stop them. When I gave that lecture in 1996 in St. Andrews University, I said the euro is just another me-too fiat currency, no assets in the bank to prop it up. In fact, now it has negative assets in the bank propping it up. But if we were to set up our own currency, people would rush to use it. You can now make a currency of your own. It's no longer illegal. They can't stop you. As long as you don't print it or mint it, you just have it as an electronic instrument of saving against which you can switch your credit card, so you can spend on it just as you were spending in dollars, then we can stop inflation in its tracks. We can take currency away from central banks and put it back in the hands of the people and make a fortune doing it, Alex. You and I could do this very well. I've been studying this for some years. I'm now just about ready to start. That is step one, which is there's got to be our own independent currency.
I totally agree, and more transparent than Bitcoin. I'm not attacking Bitcoin.
Oh yeah, no, Bitcoin I would attack because it is simply, there's no assets at the back of that. That's why 78% of the value of Bitcoins was wiped out just last year alone, and the person who set it up committed suicide. It is a nightmare because they didn't do it right. What it shows is there's a huge demand for anything that isn't a government.
And imagine one based on universal liberty and freedom, promoting libertarian enlightenment ideas. Everyone would politically support it. And if it was backed by something real, explain this to me, it would be a sensation.
Certainly. You come to me with your Mickey Mouse dollars or euros or pounds, and I give you, let's call it the talent in return. And that would be simply an electronic unit of currency, just like a unit in a unit fund. And there would be fund managers who manage the fund that represents the talents I've given you. So you give me your dollars. I don't want to hold dollars because they're going to inflate away. So what I do is I spend those dollars quick, the day you give them to me, buying assets that go into the fund so that the entire currency is completely self-funding. And it's enormously profitable.
That'd be the first currency to ever do that in history that wasn't fiat or based in gold.
Give you an example. There was the Mark Banker in Hamburg, which operated for 250 years until about 1800. And that was so stable because it was based on silver. It was always about 103%.
Yeah, this is so exciting. Stay there. Let's talk about it more, Monk, when we come back. Long segment coming up. We'll also give you his website when we return. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck wind been blowing at my back. I was born to bring trouble to wherever I'm at.
I want you to just take a moment here to thank God.
Got the number 13.
For the providence that free peoples throughout history have been given. And I want to thank God for the gift of consciousness, of being alive on this planet. I don't want listeners to think I'm a negative person. There's so much good, so much creativity, so much beauty. so much honor in this world, but good men and women tend to be very restrained and not take action, almost like embarrassed to be aggressive or to give alternative ideas, and we just kind of quietly sit there and have our own lives, our own friends, and recluse from the system. If we do that, we're going to lose everything, because as I ended the last segment, this tyranny we face is not like the Romans, for all their barbarous problems, conquering an area and bringing aqueducts and science and overall improving life generally. You could argue that being conquered by the Romans, if you were saying what's modern Switzerland today, turned out to be a good thing. In some cases, they weren't consciously trying to destroy everything. Is the point. They were very abusive, very tyrannical. I'm not endorsing Roman civilization. You look at the elites we have today, they instinctively are just very twisted people. The ideology is anti-family, anti-stability. Why would our government fund ISIS to take over the Middle East and destabilize things and kill every Christian they find and blow up every church they find? I mean, our government's had some problems in the past, but I guarantee you Ronald Reagan wouldn't do that. I guarantee you John F. Kennedy wouldn't do that, or Dwight D. Eisenhower. I mean, I don't romanticize these people, but we truly have new levels of corruption. The boss hogs that ran this country, LBJ, as corrupt as he was, would have never signed on to a TPP waiving Congress's power. They were territorial. This was their country they were running. So we have traitors in our midst, and I agree with Lord Monckton. They think they've got full control now of the major nation states, and it's why they're just moving at warp speed right now, and their operatives are activating everywhere. I know Lord Monckton's a Catholic. I have a lot of Catholic friends. I don't get into the whole Catholic or Protestant fight. I'm just a Christian. But this new pope, activating and saying we need global government for, you know, the carbon taxes. I mean, I don't know what they got on him or what's going on, but that's got to be decried. People are really showing which side they're on right now. This is the big move. And, I mean, there's the headline. Pope Francis calls for a new system of global government to tackle climate change. That's not an Infowars.com headline. That's in Time Magazine, Newsweek, the BBC. I mean, Lord Monckton, how do you square this?
What has happened here is that Pope Francis was brought up in the communist tradition of what's called liberation theology, which came out of the French universities, like so many other bad ideas, and it was taken back to Latin America by students for the priesthood who'd gone to study for university degrees in France. And, of course, one of those was Pope Francis. So he is an anti-capitalist through and through. He realizes the power of this environmental issue in two directions. One, as a way of rallying his fellow communists everywhere, and the other, as a way of getting himself to the high table. He's going to go to the UN and address the General Assembly, and they're going to cheer him to the echo, because, of course, the UN, just like the EU, uses the climate as an excuse to gather more powers to itself. Now, the Pope wants to be part of that. And so what he's doing is repositioning the church as an entity which no longer opposes communism. Now, instead, it opposes capitalism. And this is really, I think, a mistake. If you were going to get into politics at all, you should certainly oppose communism and any other kind of totalitarianism. But the Pope is now... he's now come out in his true colors. He said, right, I am a communist. I want a communist world government. I want to be one of those in charge of it. And if anyone disagrees, then that's bad. Well, we have to stand against this. And we have to say, with every respect to the Pope, respect to his office anyway, that this is not the way forward. Communism killed 100 million people.
Conservatively.
It's still killing people today. The climate change thing is already killing people as well, as they can't afford to heat or keep cool their homes, whichever climate they live in, because of absurdly high electricity prices. global warming, even if it were to go to the sort of levels that the extremists predict of 3 or 4 Celsius degrees by the end of this century, which it won't, there hasn't been any this century at all, would not do very much harm. What will do harm is the global government that the Pope and the UN and most governments in the world are determined to establish. What we've got here is the entire governing class worldwide ganging up against the people. Now, here's the trick, Alex. What we've got to do is, you can moan about it all you like, but that won't achieve anything. What we've got to do is to accept that we have ultimately the money that they depend on. We have the numbers as well. They don't. And so what we need to start doing is increasingly taking the government of our own nation and of the world into our hands, the hands of the free peoples of the world, and say to our governments, no, we do not want Islam to become the normal political setup. Let it be confined to being a religion. We want a democratic political setup by which the people decide what shape their government will take, and not the governing class taking those decisions. And this is why I was talking earlier of the idea of establishing.
And I want to get to that, but since you raised that point, the head, what you're mentioning, the head of EU security came out 3 days ago in a speech and also in an article and said we should have Islam as the political governing system, basically. So first they removed Christianity from society, even though it wasn't governing. It was an idea that helped guide things, you know, kind of like streetlights at night. Now they're saying we should be absorbed by Islam. Why is there a suicidal bent by the leftist in Western civilization? They rule it. They've taken it over. It's the engine of prosperity. Is there such an instinctive hatred of it that they have to execute it as some act of galactic vandalism, A? And then B, Lord Mom,
you have to understand one thing about the left, which is absolutely crucial to understand. And that is that the left's ambition is to keep the poor poor because the poor, stupidly, vote left. The capitalist's ambition, the freedom-loving libertarian's ambition, is to make everybody rich so that they won't vote left. That's the fundamental divide in politics. The totalitarians want to keep people poor so that they can push them around.
But we will make people rich. It always works if they just get out of our way.
They don't want to do that. They want to run everything. Fingertip control. The very word totalitarian means they want to control every tiny last little detail of our lives down to the last flickering, unreadable by poison-filled mercury light bulb. That's how they are. They cannot bear the idea of allowing people to take decisions for themselves. And the one thing that they are frightened of is people who are independent enough to do that.
That's right.
So if we, for instance, set up our own currency, if we set up our own parallel peoples, united democracies, forget the United Nations, let's have the United Democracies, and let's start setting up a complete parallel set of global institutions that are governed not by the governing class, but by the votes of the people who wish to participate. And the left will find that very hard to take over, because as long as we keep it democratic, they can't stop us.
That's right. Explain a little bit about how the UN and these other bodies are totalitarian, because they always put provisos in, like Article 30 of the UN Charter, that says all these rights are null and void whenever we feel like it. But let's go back to a question I didn't quite get out to you. So for 30 years, they've said you're wrong. There's no move towards covert global socialist communist government. For 20 years, they've told me I'm wrong. For 30-something years, they've told Ron Paul he's wrong. For 50 years, they told Barry Goldwater he was wrong. Now this covert plan is in the headlines. I had Nightline here 4 years ago. I had CBS Nightly News here 2 years ago. I don't even take the interviews anymore because they always distort them. And they look at me and I show them all these articles, all these clips of world leaders, Gordon Brown, you name it, calling for global government, Herman Von Rompuy, Bill Clinton, and they looked at me and they said, that's a different global government than you're talking about, and then went on to say I was insane on television. So how do they square? There is no world government. Al Gore was in Congress, as you know, 8 years ago, and said there is no move for a carbon tax, and then proposed it a year later. What is this tactic of of saying 2 + 2 = 5, raising debt limit doesn't raise debt limit. If we've been exposing global governments coming, it's bad, it's totalitarian, they deny it, now it's here. How do they then not become discredited? How do they just make this shift, and why are they making the shift?
Three words, Ion Mihai Pacepa. Now, he was the head of the Securitate, which was the secret police in Ceausescu's communist Romania about 30 years ago. Now, he was part of the largest directorate of the KGB, which was known as the Disinformatia Directorate, the Disinformation Directorate. That directorate had 1 million Western communists who were not known to be communists, not known to be working with the KGB, who were in the West, beavering away in the BBC, in the CBC, in the NBC, in the ABC, all the big TV networks, all the big newspapers, all the big industries, all the big trade unions, all the big churches. They were everywhere, making sure that when the moment came, and the moment has now come,
oh, dear God,
every one of these institutions would already have been taken over by communists. And let's use this word communist rather more freely than we have in the past, because after the McCarthy era, it was kind of not fashionable to use the word communist. But now that's the word we have to use. These are Marxists. These are people who wish to control us. And we do not wish to be controlled by them. They, unfortunately, control the overwhelming majority of the news media, which is why your program exists, Alex. There'd be no need for it if the news media were doing their job. So, because of this extraordinary degree of control that these million agents managed to obtain, and which they continued to operate even after the KGB had gone, this was a sort of self-perpetuating organization. Effectively, we on the free market end of things didn't organize. We didn't organize in the same way.
Well, it was more disinformation that they completely fell. They did fall because the engine failed, but by then they'd already metastasized other cancers into us, and now they're manifesting.
They'd already quietly taken over our major institutions. The BBC is a very good
example. And they are at war with families and wealth, and they admit Cloward and Piven. They want everybody poor so the Commissars can sit around at their duchies like kings over us. This is the new royalty. This is the new French Revolution.
That's it. It's an aristocracy of blackguards. It's exactly what they've been planning all along. And this is a huge attack by the governing class, which is now largely left-wing, on the people. And the people are going to have to get organized in various ways. And Alex, you're going to be a very important part of this, because we're literally going to have to establish a resistance movement, just like the French resistance, because that's the kind of regime we're going to end up with.
You're right.
If this carries on. Already they are more and more openly and more frequently demanding that the likes of me, who dare to do scientific research and publish papers in leading scientific journals, raising questions about their new religion of global warming,
be arrested.
They're increasingly saying we must be tried, imprisoned, and executed.
Well, that's right. They've now changed their tone. In the last month, there's been 5 articles I've seen seriously saying, shut me off the air and I'm dangerous. And they never used to talk like that. I mean, they're very naked now. And I agree. I believe they're about to make their move.
Naked because they think they're very near to power. They think that Paris is going to do it for them. And at the moment, that's right, because we have governments who are intellectually enfeebled. I mean, people like David Cameron, he's a smooth operator, but he doesn't really believe anything or know anything or understand, because he wasn't from that generation that you and I were. We had to fight the communists to eventually prevail over them. He didn't have to do that. So he thinks he can sit back and be part of this world government, and somehow it will be a capitalist government on the night. Well, no, it won't. It will be another totalitarian government, somewhere between fascism and corporatism and communism. And if we don't stop it, it will take control over every detail of our lives. Already they're fiddling the data, fiddling the temperature records, fiddling everything, so as to try to pretend that what they now perfectly well know isn't happening with the climate is happening, because without
they've already done it. They don't call it warming. They call it climate change. Promise us you'll come on from Paris. I'm tempted to go to Paris and Greece next month to cover all this. In fact, I'm looking at it, doing it right now. But thank you so much, Lord Monckton. Give us your website.
It's been a pleasure. Go to science and policy, scienceandpublicpolicy.org. That's the best one to go to. Or whatsupwiththat.com, whatsupwiththat.com. Either of those, you'll find plenty of material from me on the climate question. So God bless you, Alex, and God bless America.
Thank you very much, sir. Well, he's never minced words before, but that was his strongest words. And that's not rhetoric. Global totalitarianism, it's on. Fascist on top, communist on the bottom, because the globalists are exempt from the communist hell they'll put over the nation states. Diplomatic and political immunity. The new royalty. We are in big trouble. Big trouble. And we're going to have to mobilize. I mean, they want revolution against the police to start a civil war. Communist playbook all the way. Briefly, Anthony Gucciardi had a great idea today. We have people beating down the walls. The reviews are coming in. We ordered a limited amount of Brain Force, the ultimate brain boost formula, not with GMO, not with chemicals, not with herbs that make you high, but stuff that just gives you the chemicals your brain already needs to operate normally. And I ran out of this on Friday. Thank God the truck came in over the weekend and got more. I take two tablets a day. You can take three tablets a day. Brain Force. It's going to be sold out for, it looks like, 4 weeks. It's being manufactured, being produced right now here in the USA. People don't want to sign up for the list. I mean, they are, to be emailed when it's back in. They want to pre-order it, phone calls, beating down our doors. So by the end of the show, it'll be at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. You can go to the site, and you can go ahead and just order, and then you will be secured the bottle, because it looks like what we're manufacturing will probably sell out in about a week or two when it comes in. But it's a catch-22 with all our other expenses. We don't have the money to order a huge amount and then gamble and not be able to sell it. So we have a limited amount coming in. If you want to be secured your brain force, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. You can order or sign up to be emailed when it comes back in at InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be back.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold Shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
A French Revolution takeover, the opposite of our revolution. They saw the revolution happening here, so they piggybacked a few years after. And they were going to abolish the family. They were inverting everything, literally. Crosses upside down. It was basically satanic. They were demanding women have sex with the leaders of it. They were going to set themselves up as the new gods. It was occultic in nature. The Jacobins and others. And that's where all this modern system comes from. It's a power cult. It's a devil cult. And if you look at the hammer and sickle, the red flag, all of that comes out of it. Does it come from Marx and Engels? Why do you have the mega rich funding communism? Because they administer it offshore. Coming up, Rob Dew is going to be in the studio. We're going to play the video with Dan Badondi, a reporter, going to the hearings at Sandy Hook and interviewing Rob Dew's uncle, who was former Navy SEAL, former FBI agent, retired, works at a major security firm. He said he wanted to investigate it, and he's investigating it now, and said he's never seen anything like it. What a small world. Rob Dew didn't even spur him to go do this. He talked to colleagues in the FBI, others, and they said, no, this needs to be looked at. We can't do it. You go look at it. The former state police officer and ran one of the biggest school security firms in the country. Went there and investigated it and said, oh, my God, it's not real. I mean, it's, you know, Wolfgang Halbig. I didn't believe it was staged at first, but, I mean, it's just the official story is not true. That's what I know. And they're hiding something. So that's all coming up. And I'm going to get into the unprecedented illegal alien crime wave that just they get out of jail free cards. And how that ties into the other things that are happening. I mean, Bernie Sanders, folks, is now the front runner basically against Hillary. And I don't think Bernie Sanders is an evil guy. Hillary is evil. But Bernie Sanders would ruin this country if he got control of it. And it just shows how the Democrats are desperate for anything. He'll criticize the big banks. He'll criticize the bailouts. But Bernie, big government spending and entitlements is what got us into this, buddy. No, do the math. No amount of money will ever prop all this up, Bubba. The bankers want that. So we're going to break that down. The German siege of Greece has begun. No, this is not a repeat of their invasion of 41. Did you notice that Greece's creditors are not rushing to offer the Greeks a new deal in the wake of the stunning referendum result on Sunday? No. We're going to go over all of that, and I'm going to get into Jade Helm and Rob Dew as well. It's now getting ready to commence. It's now getting ready to take place, and our point man on this is going to be former Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs breaking it all down. Now, I mentioned earlier that DNA Force will be back in about, they say 3 weeks, I'm saying 4 weeks. If you want to pre-order it so that you've already paid, and you'll be insured to get it, do that or sign up on the list with your email to be notified the minute the truck arrives. Brain Force, DNA Force is back in. Teleprompter free news here. What I wanted to tell folks out there was that we do have store-wide free shipping on the shortwave radios, non-GMO high-quality heirloom seeds, books, videos, Patriot apparel, all of the belt buckles, the Second Amendment belt buckles, Molon Labe, come and take it, or 25% off. Got a bunch of other specials running now and free shipping on top of it at InfoWars Store. PatriotPatriotPatriotPatriotPatriotPatriotPatriot.com. 10% off all Patriot t-shirts for the month of July. And Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2 will sell out soon. And we don't know when we'll get more of that. So if you want to order it, InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase funds this operation. So I salute you all and thank you. Third hour coming up. It's going to be jam-packed. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hdfirearms.com.